I have one virtual assistant who's actually worked with me for 13 years. So that is a working relationship, right? I also have had a hired a virtual assistant in the past that it didn't work out right away. And I know why. The one that did work out, I continue to, but I took the time to get really clear on, first of all, what her tasks were going to be, but also what success actually looks like, so that she's not left just thinking, all right, well, I'm 10 hours a week, so I guess I'll use those hours. And when I use the hours, I've done my job. So we're very clear on what success looks like.
Hey, 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 you are listening to the Master Delegator Podcast. My name is Christy Yoder, founder and CEO of Smart VAs and your podcast host. Can I tell you a secret? I am obsessed with teamwork and delegation. I consider myself a lazy entrepreneur, not because I don't like working, but because I always find ways to do things in the most effective and easiest way. I was born and raised in Manila, Philippines, moved to the States, and grew my agency from one person to now more than 70 plus team members as of this recording. I was able to grow my business 10 times more after I hired my first virtual assistant within 3 months. And together with my team, we have helped more than 200 stressed and overwhelmed business owners scale their businesses by delegating to virtual assistants. I was able to grow my agency from zero to a six-figure business all because of delegation. And that's why my goal in this podcast is to help you grow your business by giving you fresh perspectives on delegation, outsourcing, and up-to-date proven business strategies, and teaching you how to scale your business while living a freedom-filled lifestyle. So, are you ready to become a master delegator? Let's dive right in. Hey, welcome to the Master Delegator Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. In today's episode, I am joined by Dallas Trevers. If you're a coach who serves everyday people, you need to know Dallas. Her ripple effect system teaches the exact steps to attract paying clients, build your list daily, then scale your business with a course so you never again have to ask, what should I do today? Dallas began mentoring other coaches after successfully carving out a new cottage industry in entertainment, where she taught actors the entrepreneurial skills they need to acquire acting work without a talent agent. Coaches saw what Dallas created and asked, can you show me how to do that? And the Hive was born. Today, Dallas is on a mission to help purpose-driven coaches build values-centered businesses and question the commonly accepted practices inside the online world to make an authentic impact without compromise. Her clients have had a lot of firsts. First paying client, first five-figure launch, first five-figure day, first six-figure year, all with confidence plus clarity because they finally have a plan that feels good plus the tools to implement. So keep tuning in to today's episode because Dallas and I are going to be talking about overcoming procrastination and overwhelm. Hello, hello, Dallas. Welcome to the Master Delegator Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thanks, Christy. I'm excited to be here today.
Me too. I mean, I love the topic that we are going to talk about today. You know, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we deal with procrastination, if not every day, maybe every other day or weekly. But, you know, we also deal with overwhelm. And I think sometimes we procrastinate because we are overwhelmed. I don't know if that's, you know, if that's true to other people, but to me, sometimes I feel like, I don't feel like doing anything today because I have a lot of things to do, but I don't know what to do. You know, my mind is just cluttered. I don't know what to do first. And I become overwhelmed, you know? And so I'm excited to learn more from you, how you help your clients overcome procrastination and also overwhelm. So yeah, let's just dive right in.
Sure. Yeah. So I think procrastination and overwhelm, they're like twinsies, aren't they? They go hand in hand. And I think both of them are often a result of a lack of clarity, overcommitment. There's this big gap for me between what I think I can actually do in a day or a week and what is humanly possible. And then the third one is just like the everyday human fears, especially for entrepreneurs, right? A lot of the things that we procrastinate on, a lot of the things that we get overwhelmed about are require us to be visible. And that can be really scary, right? So we can get in our heads and overthink, and then the project becomes bigger than it needs to be, and we can't get started because there's not enough time, and there we are down the rabbit hole.
I love that. So you mentioned lack of clarity, overcommitment, and also that, being visible, putting yourself out there, that can cause a lot of, stress and can be really overwhelming. So why do you think a lot of people, they lack clarity? If you're a business owner, shouldn't you be clear-headed? If I may say, I mean, I'm not saying that I am, I was just like asking a rhetoric question, it's like, because like when people know that you're a business owner, they see you as somebody who is very organized, very, I don't know, visionary, like somebody who's maybe perfect, but that's not really the reality. So why do you think that is? Why do you think most business owners, they have they don't have clarity?
I think it's because we want to do all the things. So it's not that we're unclear as much as we're clear about too many things, right? And now where do I start? We start trying to predict the future. What's, how's this going to work out? And it's like reading the last chapter of the book before you've begun the book. And that's just not even a reality. So it's not that we are unclear, it's that we're clear about too many things. And therefore, in the moment, we don't quite know how to structure our days. We
I
don't
love
quite
that.
know, or we don't plan to prioritize the big rocks, right? The biggest projects. And then I could easily, Christy, spend my whole day inside of my inbox and Canva. If I don't plan my day, oh, you name it, I'll scroll through Instagram. I'm like futzing around on in Canva. I'm in and out of my inbox. I'm using giant air quotes here, but I'm working, but I'm actually not doing a thing. So that's where I call it the Peloton approach. And that's where the Peloton approach can become really, really helpful. Can I tell you why I call it the Peloton approach?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. It's not what you think, everybody. So I've had a Peloton for many years, and on more days than I would care to admit, I don't ride my Peloton. But that damn bike, it is, for those of you who can see me on the screen, it's right behind this wall. So I have another little section of my office that's right behind me, and I walk past it every day on my way to my desk. I walk past it again when I go downstairs to grab lunch. I walk past that bike often. And what it does is it serves as a reminder to me of my commitment to my own physical health and mental health. Now, whether I choose to ride the bike or not, that's like a whole nother podcast episode. But the Peloton is a physical in my face reminder of my intentions. So what I recommend that entrepreneurs do is actually on whatever calendaring system you use. I use Google Calendar. Create an ideal week calendar. Make it light gray or light blue, something that can sit in the background. And then actually schedule out, time block the entire week to represent where you're going to work on your social strategy and where you'll take client calls and when you'll end your day and all of these things that we say matter, but we don't actually carve out time for. We put that almost as a wallpaper in the background of our actual calendar. And then we get to see, just like the bike, right? We have this reminder of what our intentions are. And then we get to see how the way we live our life and the way the tasks we choose to focus on, because those are on our calendar, how they reflect what our true intentions actually look like.
When it comes to influencer marketing, there's a podcast that covers it all that you will want to add to your playlist. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. They talk about influencer marketing, social media, the creator economy, social commerce, and much, much more. They cover all aspects, including the creator economy, social commerce, the latest trends, the metaverse, TikTok trends, and that's just the beginning. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.
Wow, that is awesome. And so you do that personally, you know, is that something that is helping you with procrastination and overwhelm?
1,000%.
Wow, that's really awesome. And you know, sometimes, or most of the time, we use our calendar for our tasks and meetings, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't really use our calendar for our goals. You know, it's very task-oriented.
Yeah. Right? But what I'm suggesting here is like, turn your calendar into a bit of a vision board to remind you every day of like, of what it looks like when you're getting an A+ on the assignment.
Hey, are you sick and tired of being overwhelmed because you are doing everything alone in your business and can't scale because you don't have a team supporting you? Well, you don't have to worry anymore because Smart VAs can provide you with a team of experienced virtual assistants that can do different tasks to support your growth. From admin to bookkeeping to social media, video and podcast editing, to website, graphics, SEO, and customer service, Smart VA's team can help you grow your business without any worries or stress from all the tasks weighing down on you. If you are a busy entrepreneur who needs help with your day-to-day tasks so you can focus on growing your business, then you have to visit smartvirtualassistants.com. Can you like give me an idea on how your calendar looks like right now? Like, how did you convert your calendar into like a vision board? You know, because my calendar right now, like I told you, you know, before we start recording that today, my meetings are like back to back to back to back. And I did not know how that happened, you know? And so I feel like right now, if I am going to fill my calendar with my goals, I don't have anything, you know, to place my goals in it because it's like just filled with meetings. So how to get started with that?
Yeah, great. So you mentioned it. The first one is to understand what your goals actually are, not your tasks, right? Like recording this podcast episode, this is not a goal for either one of us. We're both happy to be here, right? It's a task that we love doing, but this, you have goals for your podcast and how you accomplish those goals are through recording interviews and marketing the show and all of that other stuff. So number one, get really clear on your goals. Number two, then you've got to get clear on the actions required to accomplish those goals. And then number three, a realistic, your best realistic guess as to how much time you want to devote to your actions. So here's the beautiful thing. I'll use myself as an example. I always start with my time off. So I will block out. And again, it's just like a placeholder calendar. It lives in the background, but it doesn't, you can schedule things over it. That's the point. So I block off. I'm always done before 4 o'clock because I want to see my daughter when she comes home from school. And I block off the weekends. I'm a morning person, so I like getting started at 8 a.m., but I've already created those bookends. I get my best ideas in the morning. So the first hour and a half of every day, I have blocked off for content creation. Where do I need the most creative muscle? It's for content. So I do that in the morning. Then I block off time for, we're doing a big initiative for this like collect community project. All right. So I know that my goal for that is to get it done by April. I'm going to easily need 2 hours a week to work on that project. So I block it off. And then every week I look at, all right, I've got Thursday. It's actually right after this. I've got 2 hours to work on the community project. What are my tasks for the day? So all of the priorities in our life and in our business, they own blocks of time. And then we fill in our tasks for the day as the weeks unfold. So what you do during that block of time will be different depending on the week. But the priority, the goal, it owns real estate on your calendar.
I love that. And I was listening to a podcast show, or maybe it's not a podcast. Maybe I got it from a book. I think it was from John Maxwell. He said that your calendar tells you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you mentioned earlier that, you know, your daughter is in your calendar. I mean, not literally, but, you know, you have a schedule there for your daughter. And that means that your daughter is important for you. You know, yeah. So if you have like coffee time with friends in your calendar, that means your time with your friends is very important for you. So I love what you shared about, you know, time blocking. It's having the intention to do things that are important to you only, right?
Absolutely.
So was there a time when you got so overwhelmed? You know, how did you I mean, yes, you shared your story about the Pelton approach, you know, your stationary bike, you're just passing by it, you know, you're walking by it every day when you go get a meal or something. But when you were overwhelmed and, you know, you're just procrastinating everything that you need to do in order to grow your business, what was the very first thing that you thought of? Because I'm sure that this wasn't your very first approach. I mean, I'm not sure, but you know, most people they think that, okay, I'm overwhelmed. I'm procrastinating. Maybe I should hire a virtual assistant. You know, what are your mm-hmm. thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of thoughts on this. The first thing I'll say is this is naturally how my brain works. So this actually was the thing that I thought of.
That is awesome.
But, for me, I also know that there will be seasons when I'm overwhelmed. There's just going to be weeks where I'm busier than I would like to be. But understanding that I already know what my ideal week is going to look like, it helps me like push through the overwhelm and just get stuff done or recalibrate and only schedule in stuff, right, in the allotted time that I have. So again, like the first step for me is to back it up and take a look at what really matters for me. And then what's an easy action I can take to just get traction. Mm-hmm. Now, my opinion about like being too overwhelmed and hiring a VA or not mm-hmm. hiring a VA, mm-hmm. most business owners I know wait way too long before making their first hire. Mm-hmm. So if you ever hear yourself thinking, I'm too overwhelmed, I'm too busy to hire someone, I don't have time to train them, you have long passed the day when you should have made that hire.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to understand what our goals and our priorities are so we know how to best form a purposeful and a functional relationship with our virtual assistant. So again, even if you're delegating a bunch of stuff, you still have to have a calendar that reflects your priorities so that you have a measuring stick, something to stack where you're spending your time up against.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that's very important that you become self-aware of the things that you're putting in your calendar before you hire a virtual assistant, because maybe you don't need a virtual assistant. Maybe you're overwhelmed because, you know, you're not organizing your schedule, you know. And I think sadly, most business owners, they think that when they hire a virtual assistant, everything is just going to be all right overnight, you know. And sometimes, right. You know, they don't think that you need to change as well as a business owner. You know, you have to you know, you need to sit down and get a pen and paper and just write down everything that you're doing and assess which of these tasks or meetings in my calendar are not essential, or what are the tasks that I'm not supposed to be doing, you know. Or maybe you can delegate it to somebody else, or maybe you can eliminate it if it's something that's not really important to your business, or if it's something that shouldn't be done, or you can automate it. I feel like there's just different ways you can do in order to avoid or overcome procrastination and overwhelm. But the first step is to become self-aware. Be self-aware and be intentional about, you know, what you do in your business. Hey, are you looking for a community to learn how you can be effective in delegation so you can focus on the things that matter the most in your business and grow to 6 to 7 figures? If this is you, then today is your lucky day. Join our Facebook group today to get your questions answered on delegation, outsourcing, business growth, hiring members, and many more. We offer so much value in the group, so join our growing community by going to facebook.com/groups/masterdelegator. See you there. Have you hired a virtual assistant before, and what has been your experience?
Yeah, I mean, I have one virtual assistant who's actually worked with me for 13 years.
Awesome.
So that is a working relationship, right? Mm-hmm. I also have hired a virtual assistant in the past that it didn't work out right away, and I know why. The one that did work out, I continue to, but I took the time to get really clear on, first of all, what her tasks were going to be, but also what success actually looks like, so that she's not left just thinking, all right, well, I'm 10 hours a week, so I guess I'll use those hours. And when I use the hours, I've done my job. So we're very clear on what success looks like for her. And back in the day, we don't need to anymore, but back in the day, we used to meet weekly. I took the time to really set up communication with her, which has made all the difference.
Right. Yeah.
The other VA we hired for short term, and it just didn't work out. And that honestly was the wrong person in the wrong role. I'm sure she's great, but it wasn't a fit. And I didn't then decide, we're never hiring another VA. This is never going to work. It was like, oh, okay. Now I see where I need to be more clear in terms of what we need, and let's go find the right person.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love what you said about, you know, setting up your VA for success as well, you know, and that's by communicating with them, meeting with them maybe once a week or maybe twice a month. You know, you have to know that you need to build a relationship with your VA, and you can't have a relationship if you don't communicate well with your VA and if you don't provide the things that they need.
Completely.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation, Dallas. I'm so happy that you are here in our show. Where can people find you online?
The best place to find me is probably Instagram. You can find me at Dallas Travers Biz Mentor. You can also, actually, I have a tool I'd love to share. It's called Schedule Domination. And if you go to schedule-domination.com, it's actually, Christy, a training on this Peloton approach to overcome overwhelm and procrastination, where I really break it down. So that would be another great connection point for listeners.
I love that. I'm going to go ahead and check that website out. And awesome. I'm going to include the link in the show notes below. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dallas.
Yeah, it was great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you like this episode, please share this with your entrepreneur or business owner friends on social media so they can have freedom and flexibility while running a successful business as well. Please also subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback will inspire me to continue creating content like this and help me improve this podcast show for you. Thank you so much again for listening, and I'll see you again on the next episode.